fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time for some straight talk. We've all been there. You have some real work to do, but the free Wi-Fi where you're working isn't going to cut it. It's like leaving the winning runner stranded on third base. Not good. Well, now you can be your own hotspot with Straight Talk's Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get 10 gigs of hotspot data for just $55 a month. All on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Join us this weekend for the Blue Boot Rodeo. Tune in as we broadcast the results live from the leaderboard this Saturday, July 10th from 2 to 5. That's the Blue Boot Rodeo, July 8th through the 10th. Our rodeo broadcast is brought to you in part by Ashley Barrios, State Farm Agent, Golden Motors, Total Urgent Care, PCM, and Neil Small Engine. That's the Blue Boot Rodeo this Saturday, July 10th.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hey, 1 hour to go, Jordan. 1 hour to go.
1 hour.
Until Friday.
Well, it's a show.
Well, the next time you'll, yeah, exactly. Can you put in one more hour? Can you do it?
Maybe.
Yeah. You just gave me the unhappy sounder, man.
Because you're unhappy.
No, I wasn't.
You're living
unhappy.
In the past.
Well, I'm maybe. Speaking of living
Jimmy
in the past,
Grant.
Somebody just responded to what we just threw out there. Who is living in the past but has a very good point. Let's reset the show. Welcome to hour number three. What happened? Did I spit in your eye?
No, you didn't spit.
You got snipered in your right eye.
I think eyelash might have fallen into my
eye. Oh, okay. I was making sure it wasn't like, you know, cracker and tuna.
No. You're
awesome.
Good.
Let's reset hour number three. 800-998-1003. Buddy over in the LaRose studios will say hello. And he'll take your name and we'll throw you on the lines and you can comment on a handful of different topics that we touched on today, including what we were just touching on with Larry. He put up his top 10 roster players or players at rankings, right? When you rank the roster, Alvin Kamara, I think it's just, that's a no-brainer to me. I think he is your best player on the roster. Who's number two though? He puts Demario Davis, Michael Thomas 3, Cam Jordan 4, Ryan Ramczyk 5. Would you do a different top 5? Who's number 2 for you? Give me your case and point on that. We have a very good tweet on this, and we'll get into that. Plus, AJ coming to you in a quick second. Also, game 2 tonight of the NBA Finals. We've been discussing that a little bit. What, if at all, can you take from game 1 on Tuesday to today? Suns are a 4.5-point favorite. My quick observation on that going into this game was what I said back in hour number 1. Everything seemed to go right for the Suns. Threes went down. Defense was played. Aiden had, 19 rebounds, 22 points to counter Giannis's 20 points, 17 rebounds. And yet, in that fourth quarter, the Bucks made it a game there and got it to single digits. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks either squeak this one out or this game is decided in the final 2-3 minutes. I don't think it's a blowout. That's just me. I'd love to hear your opinion on that. What do you see tonight and who you like and who you got? We'll go over some of those responses here as well. AJ, want to get to you first though, sir. Who you got? What you got?
I think it's going to be a close one like you. Drew didn't look right in that first game, in my opinion. So he's got to really step up for them if they want a chance. And then the minutes restriction for Giannis is a big concern if you do have the Bucks in any kind of way, in my opinion, with that kind of game.
Yeah, Drew was 0 for 4 from 3-point land, 4 of 14. Did have 9 assists, 3 turnovers, but no steals. You know, we're used to Drew having a steal or two. I don't think he's not going to make a 3 today. 10 points. You know, if he gets closer to 20, I just think it's a bit of a difference. But, you know, to Jordan's point, he says Giannis, who had 20, again, played 35 minutes, is probably going to need to be closer to 30, and Middleton's going to have to do it again, 29 points from him. So that's a lot to ask, but at the same time, I kind of felt like everything worked for the Suns. Will it? I don't know. So we'll see, AJ.
Yeah, I just worry with the Chris Paul matchup. Drew has his hands almost tied up with the steals. The best chance he's got for steals is if Booker decides to make mistakes and get frustrated with that kind of system of just Drew being Drew. Like we saw here in New Orleans, and we loved it every second.
Yeah, you know, that was sort of the thing, though, with Drew. I wouldn't call it a criticism, but it was just kind of what we saw. Some up and down, some inconsistencies. I still think that series against Portland was his best basketball that I've seen him play, right? I mean, he won that series.
Oh, for sure.
He won that series. I know AD gets the credit. Drew Holiday's lockdown of Dame, and then his three-point shooting and offense and clutch game-winning shots. I mean, Drew Holiday's four-game sweep of the Blazers was incredible. It was incredible.
I have, right? Like, two or three, like, game-winning shots of Drew Holiday from going to the Pelicans games on my phone.
Yeah.
And it just... Mid-range shot, and it's money. What you need to see from Drew Holiday tonight.
You wonder if having to defend Chris takes a lot of those legs out of you, you know? Sometimes you have to give up offense to play the kind of defense. Now, that said, Booker and Paul dominated. So I just wonder what are the matchups and how Budenholzer goes about it today, you know?
Yeah. One other thing about Drew, the highs are really high, like you said, and the lows. In that same season where we swept Portland, Boogie, like before he got hurt, we were wondering, could Drew be a real three? Because he just was not contributing as much as you thought he could. With, I think he was averaging something like 12 points a game, and we expected more like 18 to 20 out of him in that season. I mean, maybe I'm remembering that wrong, but
no.
I remember it like that.
Yeah, when you go back and you look at it, and we're going to try to get Jake tomorrow, and when you think of Drew's time here, you know, offensively, it was a puzzlement a lot of times, where he repeatedly said, "Please don't make me the point guard," like,
man,
repeatedly.
What did we do?
And the Pelicans repeatedly had him bring the ball at the court, play point guard. You saw him have those moments where he was aggressive and attacked. And then, gosh, it almost seemed like it was Lonzo Ball-ish, right? Where we were like, can you drive to the basket? We were begging for him to drive to the basket. We were begging him to be aggressive on the offensive end. Some nights, great at the line. Other nights, like last night, not so great at the free throw line. Missing layups. I mean, my goodness, how many times did Drew Holiday miss a layup? You know? But, and then there were other times where he was incredible. So to your point, it's very roller coastery, which is why I'm saying seeing that performance Tuesday, I think he bounces back today, which is why, again, I think this game is going to be very close, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks win this one.
I mean, he had a great game against the Hawks to close out the Hawks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was just a show by Drew. So I think you're right with the coming back. Hey, I've got a question for you guys that I was just curious with. I know the Dame Lillard stuff with the Pelicans been thrown around, probably not going to happen right away or anytime soon. But I just was curious, if Portland said, we're blowing it up, we want all of, like, not all of the picks, but most of the picks.
Right.
And we want Brandon Ingram, and we're going to give you CJ and Dame. Are you going to try to counter with, can we keep Ingram, or are you cool with just getting CJ and just say, let's roll with this, in your opinion?
You say goodbye. You say goodbye to B.I.
My opinion, if that decides Damian Lillard coming here
and CJ McCollum.
I mean,
I mean, you can go back and renegotiate. I was just saying, like, would you guys rather have a CJ and Dame, or would you rather have a Dame and Ingram with Zion?
AJ,
like,
I'll put it, I'll put it simply. To me, now this is my opinion, it's Zion and everybody else. Like, everybody else is a piece. I mean, I don't mean that disrespectfully. I think there's some good players. There's some potential for Hayes. There's potential for Nall. Let's see what Kyrie develops. I get all of that. Damian Lillard could single-handedly walk in. I'm not going to say do exactly what Chris Paul did to Phoenix, but would change the feeling of this franchise, would absolutely win you by himself 10 games.
And if you're like, saying that it's not even we'd close. Bring in CJ McCollum as well, you're getting two shooters now.
Well, I mean, again, you know, you could pair Dame with somebody else, but I understand what he's talking about, AJ, in terms of matching up the money and all of that, because Brandon Ingram was a max player.
Yes.
But, you know, and again, it's my question. I don't know if it's a lot of other people's questions, but it is my question. What is Brandon Ingram going to do? Like, is his ceiling what we're sort of seeing right now in terms of he's going to be your occasional scorer? Look, he struggled in the fourth. He's just not a defender. Now, can he improve on that? Will he be better on that? But, you know, I don't know. I know what Damian Lillard is. And I know there's an inside-outside sort of game that I'm seeing with the Phoenix Suns, with Ayton in a backcourt that can run the game, control pace, can score.
Suns are like more of a traditional type
of team. And that's what I'm talking about. So Zion would benefit, I think, from a guy like Dame. So, yeah, AJ, what do you want is the type of conversation I would have. But, you know, again, I mean, if you're Portland, why are you doing it? You know, unless you want to blow it up and do those things. So maybe you give it one more go or not. But, yes, AJ, to that was a long-winded answer of saying
yes.
Yes, I would be willing to part ways
with Brandon. I'm cool with long-winded answers, guys. Great to always talk to you.
Always a pleasure, man. Thank you, AJ. Appreciate it, bud.
That's why I'm calling. Enjoy the talk. Hey, yeah, Josh, for sure. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I did have a moment right before I started. It just throbs every now and then. Like, I'm fine, and all of a sudden, it's basically like a needle in my head.
I may or may not have said you're getting your head cut open yesterday.
Yeah.
So I probably could have, like, worded that a little bit better.
Well, I mean, I did.
You did get your head cut open.
I have
but
three
it was
stitches in my head right now. I see it.
No, I see it. I see it. I was hoping that you'd come back with a
like
shaved
a black
head.
Ribbon. You know what? It was interesting. My wife said the same thing. My kid said, "Daddy, you're going to have to shave your head." I walked in, I'm joking, you know, and the dermatologist, she's like, well, normally for this kind of cyst, yeah, we kind of do shave the head. And I'm like, wait, why? I'm like, no.
What made her not shave your head?
Well, you know, I might have brought up that I do what I do, you know. I mean,
that you're behind a mic?
I'm a media personality,
there's no
man.
Camera.
Well, you never know. You never know when
you
I might
you never
be.
Know.
I don't know. Six may ask me to do something, you know, and I got TV coming up. You know how long it would take to recover? I've been growing. I'm 45, man. The bangs don't grow as fast. You know I mean? Like, the hair, I mean,
it might look good.
This is three haircuts to kind of get the look that I want for upcoming television season in the fall.
Who's to say that you wouldn't have looked
Shave
really
my
good?
Head. You out of your mind.
You might have looked really, really good.
I'd rather a little spot that I can, you know, strategically.
Could have had the Vin Diesel look.
Dude, I would not look good, Vic. I would not look good just. And yes, if you've ever seen me, that is my forehead. I'm not receding the hair. I was born with it. My son's got the big forehead with five fingers. All right? See? It's five fingers. See it?
I see it.
Yeah. Thumb the pinky is five fingers.
We could add 10.
No, we're not. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm good. Who you think is the X factor in this game tonight?
Ooh.
X factor.
I think it has to be Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday has to be the X factor for the Milwaukee Bucks to pull it out. I obviously, Jrue Holiday, I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo has to put up the numbers that he did last game, but I think he needs to add 10. But even at the same time, if he adds 10 points, I don't know if they pull out the win if Jrue Holiday just scores 10 points. So I think Jrue Holiday has to be the X factor tonight. He has to distribute the ball, and he has to, you know, play great defense and put up more points on
so,
the opposite side of the ball.
You know how I said everything seemingly went right for the Phoenix Suns? 27-32, 22-14, 1. That was your starting five.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Crowder, whenever he plays. I mean, Crowder's good, too. He's not played well this postseason, like, consistently. And that guy can light it up. If he did, again, it'd be a 30-point. It goes to my point, though, man. Yes, I understand this. We can continue this after the break. I understand build a team around Zion. I get that to an extent. You better build a good basketball team. Defenders, shooters, basketball IQ. He's just going up against guys that can drive to the hole and can shoot threes, man.
We'll talk about it when we come back. But you think this guy solves some of those Pelicans problems that CBS has picked at 10?
All right, so we've had two mock drafts that we talked about yesterday, NBADraft.net, NBC Sports. CBS just put out one. We'll touch on that when we come back on ESPN New Orleans. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget it's me who put you away.
Is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals
at Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you. Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Matt Moscone out to further review coming up at the top of the hour. Matt posting earlier did an interview with a LSU transfer, or a transfer, right? I see balloons popping up. I guess it's his birthday today.
Matt's?
Yeah. Pull up his Twitter account. Birthday comes up. So he has an interview coming up that you may want to listen to, especially if you're an LSU baseball fan, with one of the transfers that Jay Johnson has been able to get over here from Arizona, new head baseball coach. So definitely tune in at the top of the hour. I want to bring up something that I said I was going to do, and we just never did. So the first story, I guess that did stop, James Harden, the first story was stopped and frisked in Paris during Paris Fashion Week. Unclear at the time as to what the details were as to why he had got stopped and frisked. Since then, he and rapper Lil Baby were arrested in Paris for possession of marijuana, according to multiple reports. Harden was released, and 20 grams of marijuana was found in the glove compartment of the car that both the rapper and Nets star were in. So, hence why they got stopped. giving you some clarity on the story. So, Jordan, I find it interesting we were talking during a break there. It's kind of what we're talking about, where and how the Pels should approach the upcoming draft this month. Mm-hmm. You say the problem with going with, say, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Suggs, Green, whoever, is you're depending on what?
A rookie. You're okay. Depending on a rookie to solve all your problems.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you're solving all of your problems.
If he's the number, yes. If you trade for the number one pick, you've got to be solving a lot of
and
problems.
And that's what I was saying when this report came out yesterday, that the Pels are one of the teams that are inquiring about what the cost would be to move up to number one. So then I responded with my follow-up to you. I said, okay, well, is Cade Cunningham that guy?
No.
Like, do you think giving up a couple of years of your first-round pick is where you want to go?
No.
You say no, but you just also told me that you don't want to go for young guys to sort of help you because of the timeline that Zion's now increased it. I was talking to General D at the gym this morning. He said the same thing. Whether you like it or not, that article has increased the timeline. He likes it because that puts Griffin under some serious fire. We need players now. We need to win now. So
I'm not using my picks for I know Cade Cunningham is probably going to be a great player with a great organization, and a lot of these guys are going to be like turn out to be, you know, future all-stars. Not all of them, but like maybe one, like three or four players might be all-stars down the road.
Right.
But I'm not banking my assets on, you know, one of those guys that I basically traded Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday for, and I'm, you know, throwing up a prayer to see if this guy can help solve my problems that I have with the Pelicans.
Here's the problem you have with that story, as I mentioned, where I honestly think coaches are wondering. And if coaches are wondering, I can guarantee you the type of player that you, General D, you know, a couple of people at the gym were bringing up. They always say, De'Aaron Fox, I'd love him too. Damian Lillard, I'd love to have him too. You know, you just said during the break, if you're David Griffin, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm calling every team.
Everybody.
In the NBA.
You're going to be that
and yeah. Okay. I mean, if I am, you know, the guy to make the moves for the New Orleans Pelicans and I have to make Zion happy and his team, I'm calling up every NBA organization franchise, and I'm asking what's the price for their top player. And then
it's interesting you say that. General D's convinced that everybody's for sale.
Yes.
No matter what that player is or that person's going to be. You're convinced by that.
Yeah, everyone has a price.
So is that the right approach? Because my argument that I was making today was this. I think if you're where Phoenix was yesterday or this past season, right? And I made this argument, I think, yesterday to you. If I'm the Suns where I have a superstar or, as Screamin' A, I said, the quietest superstar in Devin Booker, but he's legit, right? Would you agree with me? I mean, they're calling him Baby Mamba. Right,
I mean, I'm kind
basically
of
Kobe right now.
Kind of upset with the leap that he's made because a couple years ago there were kind of talks about
trading him. No, in all fairness, it was kind of what we hear with Zion. Mm-hmm. Get him out of Phoenix.
Right,
can't win in Phoenix. No, which is again an argument as to why those people need to shut up. Give the organization time. Right, DeAndre Ayton was a number one overall pick, better now than he was. He spoke yesterday during the off day as to two things that stand out. Because you bring up good points. And what I guess I'm saying is I don't think there's a clear path. Because I can make arguments on both sides. I'm trying to figure out what's the right side. In terms of do I go youth? Do I go vet and throw in all my assets? Because then all of a sudden those trades I made, they're kind of pointless. Because the reason I made those trades were for future draft picks, right? Well, if my future draft picks aren't going to be used or I'm going to use them all now to try to get an aging or am I sure that this top player is going to come?
No, you definitely didn't.
Is Zion staying? I just, there's too many ifs right now. I would be 100% on board with you if the Pels were where Phoenix was last year. A guy who's an all-star star becoming a superstar. You can see it in Booker, right? Right? 30-40 point guy that can walk on the court can drop you 30-40. Well,
before the bubble, they were like the furthest team out from making it into the playoffs.
But that's what I'm saying. At the end of the bubble, you saw them come together. You saw Aiden take that step. You saw Booker. And then if I'm in that offseason that the Suns were last year and I'm the Pels, I can absolutely get on board with the whatever it takes. How many picks you got? Great. Throw them in. Beignets, throw them in. I mean, whatever. To get that final piece, that final vet. Why? Listen to what Aiden says when he says, what has Chris Paul meant to him?
I gotta say, he's the best thing that happened to my career. And he's only been in 1 year and just, you know, just teaching me so many things. And, you know, the most important thing he told me, you know, that can take me a long way in my career as well is angles. You know, I wasn't too sure on what he was meaning. I said, man, I could do a lot of things. Angles, you mean angles. You know what I'm saying? So just finding how to get people open. You know, how to slip out of screens, how to, you know, get him to his spots and stuff like that, just to put pressure on certain teams' defense, stuff like that. You know, he's been a big deal. And just paying attention to detail, you know, the little things that matter. You know, C's always on that. And, you know, he made it contagious to where we're on it now. You know, he can't miss any little things, so we're on him. So it's just vice versa on just communicating criticism.
So two things there that I took out of that bite. One, you have to have a player that's receptive enough to want to do that. Now, the stories throughout the playoffs and the finals, you've heard that wasn't always Ayton, right? Monty Williams had to get on him to get him to grow up a bit. And then Chris came in. But again, you have to have that. I don't know if there's anybody in the Pels that has that sort of clarity or mentality right now. Secondly, again, just another example of why I asked this to General D. More important, shooting or leadership on this team?
Leadership, because there's no one on this team that there's people on this team that are still trying to figure out who they are before they can even help other players figure out who they are.
I 100% agree with you. I know David Griffin said my three principles are what? Shooting, toughness, and basketball IQ. And you heard Zion say, well, of course. Yes, you need shooting. But man, somebody needs to run this team. And I don't mean it like, do as I say. Sure, that's part of it. But it's what DeAndre Ayton just said. That sees the game. And I've been saying this. It's nothing personal against Lonzo. Right? But, and again, and I'm not disrespecting, because there's some good dudes that play in midnight leagues of the YMCA. Guys just grabbing a ball and flinging it down the field and throwing alley-oops is fantastic. I'm happy for you. That's a dime a dozen. Can you space? Can you control the game? Can you understand flow? Can you see another team on a run? Hey, I need this possession. Can you understand what up the coach calling the play? We got to get the ball to Zion. Like, that's what I need. I need a guy that doesn't have to be told, we need to win. I don't want to lose. Like, I need that. And I don't think that's who that is. I think he's a good player. That's fine. I just, on this team, with the roster you got, I would argue, like you're agreeing, I think leadership is just above shooting. Hopefully you can get it in both. Here's Aiden saying why guys are so good, the young guys.
Well, through the bubble, you know, we've definitely pushed each other's limits and kind of went over the edge of, you know, boundaries set. To where we build respect for each other on a daily basis, on and off the court. To where it's really easy because we know the work you've put in. So there's no hypocrisy, you know, in it at all. You know, when somebody's telling you constructive criticism and, you know, we just take it and we turn it into a positive. We all work together and we try our best to just highlight togetherness the best way possible. We know how hard it is to win this NBA, but we need everybody.
Accountability. You heard that there? Accountability. So
that's another thing that the Pelicans really don't.
Accountability. We've said it before. You know, we've had games where it was one of the 14 games.
Hold Eric Bledsoe accountable.
Yeah. No, Zion. Well, you know, chuckling. You know, well, it's just, you know, it's tough. We'll get him tomorrow. There was no tomorrow. Like in the final 2 weeks when you blew the game, like there was no tomorrow.
Eight games left.
Accountability.
Well, now we got to win them all.
Well, you know, I'd love to have these guys in. I hear you, but look, you can be friends. You can get Chris Paul. I mean, screaming ass said it. He's not for everybody. But during the game, you'll see Chris forehead to forehead with Chris Aiden. Says, I'm here to play with that guy, Booker. Booker's the guy on this team, giving respect to him. But he's also the guy that will mother bleep you. Why? Because it's for the greater good to do that. This team's not there yet. Can Zion be like that? We'll see. But has he held? I'm just saying, we get pretty decent info every now and then. And this is a small enough city and town, right? Where if there's an interview or something, you kind of get wind before the news breaks. I'm just asking you, did anybody in the city hear about an instance or two like the season before where J.J. Redick had words in the locker room? I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I didn't hear an instance or two where, you know, Zion said, guys, give me 5 minutes, close the door, and held people accountable.
I mean, JJ said it was the quietest team that he's ever been around. So
again, David Griffin gave me basketball IQ, gave me shooting, right? And gave me toughness for his three principles. I have three as well that are different. Leadership, accountability, and buy-in. Which I think are just as important, if not more. Because that's what I'm seeing in that Suns team. That's what I'm seeing in that Hawks team. The two teams that we keep saying, hey, well, if they did it, the Pels can do it. Let's continue the discussion on ESPN New Orleans next. Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you. Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up? We'll help you find everything you need. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And if you're an AutoZone Rewards member, you'll also get a $5 bonus reward. Get what you need fast and get the job done easier. Get in zone, AutoZone. Start your job today at AutoZone.com. Restrictions apply.
Dreaming of buying your first home? What's the first step in getting a home loan? What type of assistance is available? At the Louisiana Housing Corporation, we have answers. Our mission is to help you make the most of your investment with down payment assistance, low interest rates, and tax credits. Attend one of our homebuyer education classes to learn about affordable solutions for Louisiana homebuyers. Let us help you make your dream of homeownership a reality. Contact Louisiana Housing Corporation today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Housing Corporation.
This is Bart and Han.
I don't ever, ever want to bring this up again. You're listening now. You understand. This is it.
Okay.
Finite definition of what the Mecca of basketball is about. The Mecca of basketball is not a reference to the best players come from here or the best NBA team plays here. When people say the Mecca, it's not the Mecca anymore. Shut it. This is the Mecca of basketball because the Mecca is where you make your pilgrimage as a player to go and show out. It is the biggest stage in the game where all players from all around the world, they know you haven't done it till you've done it at the Mecca. And the Mecca is Madison Square Garden's basketball court. That's the Mecca.
Oh.
The Mecca is not the city where the players come from, not the city where the team plays. It's not the team that plays in the Mecca. No, the Mecca is the stage.
Bart and Han, weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. It's a way to chime into the conversation. You could also give us a buzz over on Twitter, if you can call it a buzzer, I guess.
Or you could tweet at us at ESPN.
That's what I meant to
Radio
say.
NOLA.
Sorry.
On Twitter.
I'm wounded. I'm playing injured.
Understandable.
If I'm Eric Gordon, I'd be out for months.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Basically.
I have a hole in my head.
Well, like they said on what you call it, ESPN Audio Vault. Yeah.
It is.
He
didn't
unpack his
Papa
bag.
Papa Kleber in studio, he did like that little. It is a tiny, it's 3 stitches, but I technically do have a hole in my head. Or had a hole in my head.
And there, I mean, there was what a.
I could bleed out right now.
So there was a knife that was put to
I
your
mean,
head.
Well, yes. I showed you the before and after picture
it
of the
tray. It was a bloody mess.
Yes.
It's like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Could have lost me yesterday. But I'm here.
You are here.
Yeah. So you know what? I don't want to hear Zion's fingers.
The greatest performance by a show host ever.
Hey, look, we're not all done yet. I still got another 26 minutes to make it. My blood pressure start. You know, I am a little clammy right now. Uh-oh. Go ahead and read. I'm sorry. I need a sip of water.
Bruh over on Twitter. Tell G-Cat it's...
His name is Bruh.
Bruh over on Twitter. Okay. Tell G-Cat it's Klee Bear, not Free Bear. The NBA can pay for your logo idea.
I love it.
Thank you, Bruh.
I love it. Did you know that, Papa Klee Bear? Did you know that... you probably do. You've been around him for now almost 23 years. He for his ideas, he wants payment. Of course. He will criticize, but he wants payment for ideas. Criticize for free. Ideas and suggestions... payment.
Yeah, that's good.
He doesn't want to get on.
Okay,
I've been trying to get him on.
All right. Mike is there, though. Go ahead.
Coca-Cola over on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter.
Wait, like at like the Coke or like no, the Polar
like,
Bear?
It's,
like,
it's,
spon-
like
it's new sponsor?
It's C-O-
we got sponsored by
Q-A-K-O-L-A.
Oh,
so
okay.
Coca-Cola. Just okay. Spelled differently.
Oh, got you.
Pels need a veteran leader on the floor, a player who's been there and the other players respect. Someone to light a fire and hold people accountable during games. So, mm-hmm. Kind of to your point, your 3 points, holding people accountable and just having that respect and a floor leader.
I just think, like to me, like I said, these are my things that I think, the 3 things I need to improve on this year. Because I'm with Zion when he said, duh. I mean, essentially his answer was duh.
Bruh.
Right? Zion, what do you think of David Griffin's 3 principles?
IQ,
shooting, and toughness. Well, he goes, well, yeah, but there's other things.
Like, I think toughness, like, that one should not be.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, literally, Zion was like, yeah, but there's a lot of other things that need to happen. That's what I'm saying. Leadership, accountability, buy-in. When you listen to these players speak after the game, after a win, and they do their sideline interviews or post-game interviews, they're so quick to say, we believe in each other. You're playing for one another. Coach sets us up. They buy in. They buy in. And again, it just stinks because it's already a failure. I mean, like, how did you not know? Like, when you listen to Stan Van Gundy and you listen to Griffin, it wasn't a relationship that worked.
I mean, it's been a disaster. Like,
it's been a disaster.
The plane took off and immediately crashed.
Well,
you put out a motto, won't bow down.
Oh,
what did
boy.
You do? You bow down basically every night.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Then another thing, I mean, David Griffin preached, this is going to be a family. What do you have? You have JJ absolutely ripping the Pelicans as he leaves. You have a bunch of other players saying that they weren't happy. There's, you know, rumors swirling that, you know, the reason why the coach was fired was because they didn't get along with the players. But then you look at the Phoenix Suns, they didn't preach it to be a family aspect. It just showed in their gameplay. And how they treated each other off the court.
I think it comes to accountability. I think it comes to accountability, right? I mean, the respect is earned.
Yeah.
And the respect is then given. And again, you go back to what JJ said 2 seasons ago, though, about the quietest plane rides and bus trips and stuff like that. Again, we can want certain things. And I'm going to go back to a player that, fair or not, was criticized for that. And Aaron Brooks. That just wasn't his personality. I mean, I actually know people like that. Like, sometimes, like, when I first started dating my wife, I was like, why wouldn't you get nervous? Why are you smiling? Like, we're fighting. Like, we're arguing. Like, some people get that nervous kind of laughter, that grin, or some people act that way. Remember, I even said the same thing. It's like, I don't want to be that guy, and I don't want to criticize Zion for kind of smiling and shaking his head when, you know, and the buzzer goes off and the Pels blow another game. It could literally be like, did we really just blow that? You know, it's not that he thinks it's funny. Certain people react to certain way. Not everybody is Tom Brady or Drew Brees or some of those guys. Some people just aren't vocal leaders. I remember the first 7-9 season, we were doing a pregame show out there on the balcony, one of the places right by the dome. And I played the soundbite from Kenny Vaccaro after the loss, I think, to Cleveland. When the Brian Hoyer, the legend of Lake Erie, came true. You remember that season where basically any bum became Tom Brady against the Saints defense. Yes. Brian Hoyer, the legend of Lake Erie that game. And he said, you know, I'm just not a vocal leader. I lead by my actions or I lead by examples and whatever. And I said that that's a problem. If you don't have somebody in that locker room that voices that.
Well, buddy, buddy just sent you and I something. I'm glad Zion's, working on his game during the offseason. NOLA.com just put out an article. Zion Williams wanted to add a theater to his mansion. Historic commission said not so fast. Maybe it's to, look at the highlight, please.
You know what?
Maybe film room?
Film room wouldn't help. Basketball court?
The basketball court? Yeah. Maybe a gym? Maybe some weights?
Look, in all fairness, I mean, it's just another...
maybe a treadmill?
He may have that in the other rooms. You don't know that. Let's be fair. Do you know if any of the other rooms in his mansion... happens to have...
Is this a floor? This might be a floor plan.
No. Did you really get the floor plan?
That is
a floor
plan. Papa Kleber is a...
He is. Kleber Construction.
Kleber Construction.
It is. Look at that scooching over.
That's a floor plan.
Let's take a look at the floor plan there.
Is that an ad?
Do we see... it might be an ad. Huh? While y'all overlooking the floor plan over there.
No, that's the home theater there.
That is.
Extra room. He does have a gym.
Okay, there it is. We can't say it's a gym.
It's kind of by his home theater, where he wants to put it.
Well, at least it's not next to the refrigerator. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
You can see the treadmill, too, that is brand new, that hasn't been used.
Oh, come on. You cannot tell if that thing has its plastic wrapped on it. Monty Williams on Chris Paul.
Don't get in his way. Don't try to overcoach. And for me, I try to be there for him when he has a moment where he's thinking of an environment or a play that we need to run. And I think that's where we complement each other a lot better than I complimented him the first time around. But when he's in those moments, what I'm thinking about is the spacing around him and making sure everybody gets to their spots quickly. Being able to set screens with great angles, which I thought DA has done increasingly better over the course of the playoffs, and we got to be even better in game two. But when Chris is playing in those moments, for me as a coach, I don't want to crowd his mind with a lot, but I also want to be able to have an answer for him when he looks over to me and he needs a play.
I play that because, again, I understand Chris Paul's played 16 seasons. Right. So I'm not comparing Chris Paul to Kyra or even Lonzo or anything of that nature. But to your point, you've been saying this, man, all season to me. We've given you some beef, right? Me and Todd. Well, mainly Todd and others, whatever. But about youth. You don't want to hear youth. You don't want to hear youth. I covered Chris the first year he was here. I mean, you saw it. That's been Chris. Chris has always been a floor leader. Now, certain parts has changed, right? I mean, as much as I give credit, I will never forget his picking my spots his final season here, which completely felt like I'll play when I want to play. When he decided to not shoot the first half. It's the Spurs in that game. Anyway, but you got to inherently have a player like that. Do you understand what I mean? And that's why I'm saying you can give me toughness, you can give me basketball like IQ and shooting. Of course you need shooting. Man, I need leadership. And you just heard Monty say it. You've heard me say this on the show over and over again. Again, it's why I'm saying, Lonzo, vaya con Dios. Enjoy your new contract. Go be, the guy somewhere. Lonzo's a very good point guard on a team that already has scoring. I think it would be perfect for a team like that. To just assist the ball, and I'm not dependent on it. In the Western Conference and on this roster, I need points consistently. I need, low amount of turnovers. I need understanding of the game. You just heard Monty say it. Spacing. How can I give him more space? How can I help him create? How can I give him flow? Can I'm understanding what he's doing? there's so much more to the point guard position than just, it's this, imagine a quarterback. He's got a great arm. Fantastic. If he doesn't tempo in and out of the huddle, understanding and reading defense.
You gotta see the floor.
I mean, Jamarcus Russell to an extent, right? I mean, incredible arm talent. Didn't have it in a lot of other areas. We've seen it all the time. Bobby Hebert and I were talking about it when we were doing the Saints training camp back in the day and Millsaps. And he brings up Jeff George. He loves to bring up Jeff George. Again, he said, greatest practice player he's ever seen in his career. Never missed. Arm with arm to spare. Put him in a game. You know? I mean, so, yes, I need skill. Yes, I need shooting. Yes, I need all this, but we'll come back. We'll look at the CBS Sports Top 10 in an NBA mock draft. And I'm like, I'm looking, if I'm going young, Jordan, and I want to use my assets and I want to move up, I need somebody that can do that. And I know you're hesitant because he's a rookie. But if that rookie could come in, do you see that from Jean? Did you see that from some of these other guys that are young? I mean, you either have that inherently or not. So, if I do, then I'm willing to roll the die, then perhaps try to pry. And what I'll have to do is basically do what I have to do for a left tackle and right tackle in the NFL if I don't draft him. Overpay. I think you're going to have to overpay for the type of guy that you want. Final segment next on ESPN New Orleans. You come and go.
You come and go. Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Total Urgent Care. Walk-in care for minor injury and illness when you need it. Open 7 days a week, including evenings and weekends, with no appointments or long wait times. When the unexpected happens and you need a fish hook removed, stitches, x-rays, or you have a common ailment like a sore throat, fever, or vomiting, Total Urgent Care is here for you. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Total Urgent Care in Cutoff on Highway 3162 in front of Walmart. For more info, go to mytotalurgentcare.com.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, another mock draft, CBSSports.com. What do we have?
Want me to go through the 10 or just?
Yeah, that's one, yeah.
All right, so at one we have Cade Cunningham going to the Detroit Pistons, even Evan Mobley by the Houston Rockets, Jalen Green to the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jalen Suggs to the Toronto Raptors, Jonathan Kuminga, the Orlando Magic, Scotty Barnes to the Oklahoma City Thunder, Davion Mitchell to the Golden State Warriors, James Bouknight to the Orlando Magic, and then 9, Franz Wagner to the Sacramento Kings, and at 10 to your New Orleans Pelicans, Moses Moody, shooting guard from Arkansas.
And that was a guy we talked about yesterday when we were speaking with Ali Kilsill during the game, why it was, and he brought up that's a guy that can sort of be like a Payne and Johnson. I think he was kind of referring to Cam Johnson type player. Again, his bio, defensive minded sort of guy, has to work on this shot and things of that nature. Not known as a shooter, but he's high basketball IQ, high motor, defender. You need that. Because, again, right now, two of your starting five hurt you in the defensive end. And Ingram and Zion, they just do.
I just don't
now, I'm not saying they're not going to get better. All right, so we're going back and forth. And I basically took two segments here to kind of decide or just kind of go off of the argument you're saying. You don't want to use the draft picks or the assets for a young player or rookie hoping that he can solve some of your problems, right? And some of my problems that I wrote, leadership, accountability, and buy-in. We've heard from David Griffin, toughness, basketball IQ, and shooting. You would rather go for a vet. Now, I've gone through this exercise at the gym 100 times with people. Throw me some names that you would like to go with.
Damian Lillard, obviously. Okay. If he's like, since he's
the... Just give me the name, because all of these names, by the way, are probably going to be the best players on their team, right?
But yeah, I mean...
So you're going to have to pay handsomely. And that's if they even take your phone call.
What I'm saying, like I said, I'd call up every time. Bradley Beal comes to mind. I mean, I'm asking,
calling everybody,
what they want for him. Mm-hmm. It might be too late. Zach LaVine. I'm asking what you want for him. I'm just going to every team,
sure,
with the highest, with their highest valued player, and I'm saying, seeing what they want. I mean, it doesn't have to be like, might fit with this team, it might not, but I want to get a gauge of
you
where
you
want
to write down on a legal pad what every player's worth is right now based off of a conversation you have with their general manager. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense, because you don't know if it's now or later.
Well, and then I don't know if my value is going to be different from, like, all right, well, I get a better value with this player from this organization than with this other organization.
I got you. My only problem with that is twofold. Well, I guess that doesn't make any sense if my only problem is twofold. I have a twofold problem with that. It makes 100% sense, but again, I'm trying to look at the bad aspects. It comes across very desperate.
No, because you're using your, like, you acquired all of those picks for a reason. I don't think you're expecting to keep that 2028-2026 NBA.
Which, by the way, Papa Libre, we've come to a conclusion, 2028, 7 years from now, he could be married, three kids. Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, he'd be 30. Be 30, Papa Kleber. 30. That's crazy. So that's my thing, though. It's like, and the reason I say that is, one of the hardest things to do is to bargain in order to not get fleeced on some of these deals. That's why I said, going into the break, would you have to overpay to get somebody that gets you the things that we're looking for right now? Right? Because remember, you're not one player away. That was my argument at the beginning of this hour. You're not the Suns from a year ago. I don't think you're close to that right now. I could be completely wrong. I know people want to point out the 14 games. I get it. I do. That same roster, though, is as deficient as we're talking about. Now, you can say, despite those deficiencies, we win 7 of those 14 games in the playoffs, and Gus, shut up. I that's an argument. But if you start calling around the league and basically saying, what would it take for their top players? Who's going to give you, I'm not saying a bargain, because you're not going to get a bargain with those players, but you're putting them in a position of power. And it also, more importantly, if I can view it that way, agents will view it that way. Agents that represent players. So if you're trying to attract free agents, and it could be twofold. You can look at it and say, hey, they're trying to do everything they can to win. Sure. Or all it takes is another agent to say, well, they're doing everything they can to keep Zion. Keeping Zion and doing everything to win, you can say it's the same thing, but it sounds different. It can smell different, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been trying to tell you, like, to me, that column, that article coming out where he's unhappy, family members want him on another team. If I'm a coaching candidate, well, all right, that's great. You want to give me a 4-year deal, but especially if it's a guy who's looking for his first gig. Am I gone in 2 years? I mean, what makes it attractive is having those two players. But I don't even know if that's a fit just yet between those two and Ingram and Zion. There's this debate on that. Is Zion staying? Is he leaving? How unhappy is he? Can I talk to him? I mean, like, what? You get what I'm getting at? Like, that's why that is sort of like that. So I kind of wonder, when you look at this, if that's the right approach. Because you're going to overpay. You're going to get rid of a ton of assets. Now, you may be okay with that. And I'm not saying that's not the right thing to do, since the clock's been sped up. But are you speeding it up to make sure he signs a second contract, or are you speeding it up to make sure you're a sustainable success, like David Griffin's saying? Do you want to be a flash in the pan? Do you want to be a team that wins the championship one year? You'd be happy with that. Or do you want to be a team that's in the playoffs year after year after year and trying to do that? I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at this team as being further off than maybe they are. I don't know. But that's why I go back to the draft. Is it a cheaper ransom you have to pay to, say, move up to 2 or 3 and pick the guy that I would pick? I like Jalen Suggs. 6'4", 205. Guy's a leader. Guy walks in right now, and I know your point, he's a rookie. But the guy already inherently has values that